In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ My dear viewers of Madni Channel, welcome back to another episode of Invitation to Virtue. Alhamdulillah, in today's episode we will continue from the previous one in relation to giving up the call to righteousness, the harms of giving up the call to righteousness, the how important this invitation to virtue is in our lives, and on a daily basis. Inshallah, we will discuss giving invitation to virtues to our neighbors, giving invitation to virtue to our colleagues, and various other forms of invitation to virtue, and especially the harms of giving up invitation to virtue. But before we get to the topic at hand, let's listen to a virtue of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "And whoever recites salat upon me 10 times, Allah azza wa jalla sends 100 blessings upon him. And whoever recites salat upon me 100 times, Allah azza wa jalla will write between both of his eyes that he is free from hypocrisy and the hellfire. And Allah azza wa jalla will keep him with the martyrs on the Day of Judgment." Subhanallah, what a great virtue of reciting durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam with the martyrs on the Day of Judgment. And regarding the martyrs, it's been mentioned that before their blood touches the ground, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgives all of their sins. Subhanallah. So therefore, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, wholeheartedly come forth and recite durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Make the intention, especially on a time that it's possible for us every single day, we will recite durood upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, there are many rights of neighbors. We should always strive to fulfill them. We should not also be lazy in inviting our neighbors to attend the sunnah-inspiring ijtima and to travel with the sunnah-inspiring Madani qafila. Furthermore, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forbid, if we see them commit sins, we ought to make determined efforts to prevent them. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, "I have read in the blessed Torah that one who does not prevent his neighbor from disobedience is also involved in that sin." But remember one thing, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, that our neighbors will make a claim on the Day of Judgment. Yes. What is that claim? Our neighbors, they will make a claim, but what is that claim? Do we know about that claim? And it is really essential to call one's neighbor towards invitation to virtue and to prevent him from sin. As explained in the following narration, my dear viewers of Madni Channel, that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, "We have heard that a person would make a claim against another on the Day of Judgment, whereas the latter would deny recognizing the former. The blamed person would say, 'What right do you have over me? I do not even know you properly.' The claiming person would say, 'You would see me commit a sin and would not prevent me.'" Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, both the above mentioned narrations indicate that we must call our neighbors towards righteousness, towards virtue, and prevent them from evils. If your neighbor does not offer salah, invite him to offer salah. If he offers salah but is lazy in congregational salah, advise him to offer salah with congregation. If you have a strong chance that he will start offering salah with congregation, if advised by you, then it will become wajib for you to advise him. If you do not advise him in this occasion, you will become a sinner. It is mentioned on page 582 of the book of Bahari Shariat that jama'at is wajib for such a person who is sane, free, capable, and has reached the age of puberty. One missing it even once without any Sharia approved reason is sinner and deserves punishment. One who misses it many times is a severe sinner and incapable of giving evidence, i.e. his evidence will be turned down. He will be given severe punishment. If neighbors remain silent, they would also become sinners. That I would like to give this advice to the imams of the masajid to keep an eye on those offering salah in the masajid, noting that which of them offer salah with congregation and which ones do not. And if any person is absent from any salah, the imam should inquire about them either by going to his home or phoning him. If he is ill, console him. If he is absent due to laziness, convey the invitation to virtue to him. And this suggestion is for all imams as well as all Islamic brothers as well. That build this relation with people. That you, it says that you will not become a true believer until you love for your Muslim brother what you love for yourself. We want the reward of the first row of the masjid in Jama'at, then why do we not love that for others as well? I like to mention a narration describing how the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they used to inquire about the salah offering Muslims. They would ask for those who were absent in a certain namaz. So Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu once did not see Sayyidina Sulaiman bin Abi Hasma radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the morning salah. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to market. On the way, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the home of Sayyidina Sulaiman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked his mother, Sayyidina Shifa radiallahu ta'ala anha, I did not find Sulaiman in the morning salah. She replied, he continued to offer nafal salah at night and then drifted off to sleep. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, to me it is better to offer the morning salah with congregation than to stand in worship at night by offering nafal salah throughout the night. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Mandi Channel, did you see Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu? He went to the home of Sayyidina Sulaiman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and inquired about him. This narration makes it clear that if anyone sees anyone even miss congregational salah of Fajr, let alone the salah itself, i.e. he fails to offer it within a stipulated time, because of offering nafal salah throughout the night or attending ijtima'i zikranat till late night, then it is mandatory for him to take the rest at night and offer salah with congregation by leaving this mustahab deed. So my dear viewers of Mandi Channel, what can we take from this? That if you know that you attend gatherings at night till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know if you sleep and you will not wake up for Fajr, then it's something to think of. That you attending that gathering, this was a mustahab, a desirable action, a recommended action. But because of a desirable action, you should not miss something which is farz, which is wajib to do. So therefore, sleep on time, my dear viewers of Mandi Channel, especially if you know that if you do not sleep on time, that you will put your jama'at or namaz in jeopardy, i.e. you will miss him. And this is a very big concern for those who enjoy the get-togethers at night. They hold night gatherings and then go to sleep before Salatul Fajr, depriving themselves of salah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to his blessed companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, two angels, Jibra'il and Mika'il alayhi salatu wasalam, came to me tonight and took me to the sacred land where I saw that a person was lying and another person was standing by his head holding a stone. The standing person repeatedly crushing his head with the stone, and every time his crushed head would heal. I asked the angels, SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, who is he? They requested me to go ahead after showing me other scenes. They answered, the first person you saw was the one who had left the Quran having read it and would sleep at the time of Fajr Salah, so he will be punished like this until the Day of Judgment. My dear viewers of Madni Channel, this is a very eye-opener for us. And in order to develop the habit of offering Salah, to follow the Sunnah and perform various and to perform virtuous deeds and to refrain from sins, one should get affiliated with the Madani environment of Dawat Islami. Let me tell you one Madani parable for our persuasion, and we should join this beautiful environment. A writing was received from a brother from a certain town. He says that before I joined the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, that I had drifted away from good deeds and was wandering in the dark valleys of sins. It was as if satisfaction of carnal desires was the sole aim of my life. Besides watching certain movies and dramas, had indulged in many evil deeds. Utterly uninterested in good deeds, I was so madly addicted to movies and dramas that I used to buy latest VCDs for 1,000 rupees. I used to be given pocket money every month. He said I had almost collected 2,000 movies and drama VCDs. However, he says, I was predestined to be blessed with guidance. He says, Alhamdulillah, one day a green turban-wearing devotee of the Prophet ﷺ came to me and conveyed invitation to virtue. Making individual effort, he drew my attention towards my afterlife so effectively that I was overcome with divine fear. The tower of evil habits and thoughts collapsed. Impressed with his good manners and encouraged with his individual effort, I attended the weekly sunnah-inspiring ijtima of Dawati Islami. The sunnah-inspiring speech delivered during the ijtima changed the entire condition of my heart. The heart-rending dua, he says, made at the end had such a profound impact on my heart that I smashed all the VCDs after I returned home. Says, by the blessing of joining the Madani environment of Dawati Islami, I brought the audio cassettes of sunnah-inspiring speeches released by Maktabatul Madina. He says, I, as well as my other family members, listened to these speeches and were inspired to join the Madani environment, becoming Qadri Razavi in the spiritual order. SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani channel. The blessing of the sunnah-inspiring ijtima cannot be expressed in words. During such an ijtima, one can attain the company, closeness, and blessing of the devotees of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In these ijtima'at, my dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many beloved bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jalla who may not necessarily be famous but can greatly benefit others. Islamic scholars have stated, if 40 righteous Muslims gather somewhere, one of them must be a friend of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, says there are many such people who have tousled hair, dusty bodies, two pieces of old cloths, and who are not cared about. If they swear to Allah Azza wa Jalla, then Allah Azza wa Jalla fulfills what they swear. And Bara bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu is among the very same people. The narrator on the above mentioned hadith also narrated a faith refreshing parable regarding above mentioned saying of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. The narrator says that there was a battle amongst the Muslims and the disbelievers. During this battle, the disbelievers caused huge loss to the Muslims. Gathering together, the Muslims requested to him, O Bara radiallahu ta'ala anhu, pray for victory by swearing an oath to your Creator. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu prayed, O Allah Azza wa Jalla, I swear to you and pray that you make us dominate the disbelievers and send me to your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, i.e. grant me martyrdom. His prayer was soon answered. The Muslims won the battle and Sayyiduna Bara bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred during that same battle. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madni channel, whenever our pious predecessors saw anyone commit an evil deed, they would attempt to reform him with a sympathetic heart. Now I like to mention in this context a unique parable to show how a famous companion, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how they made individual effort. Try to follow in these footsteps. He transformed a singer into a great contemporary muhaddis and imam by his miraculous sight. What happened was, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu once passed by an area near Kufa, and near a house, a famous singer known as Zazan. He was singing a song in a very melodious voice. Some intoxicated loafers were swaying to the rhythm of the music. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, how pleasant voice he has. If he had used his voice for the recitation of the Holy Quran, then it would have been something marvelous. Saying this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu placed his blessed shawl over the head of the singer and left. Zazan asked people, who was he? People said he was the famous companion, Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Zazan further asked, what did he say? People repeated what he said, i.e. how pleasant voice he has. if he had used his voice for the recitation of the Quran, then it would have been something marvelous. Overwhelmed by listening to this, he stood up, flung his guitar into the ground, smashing it. He then tearfully reached the court of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Zazan and began to weep. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu then said, "Why shouldn't I love the one who has loved Allah Azza wa Jalla?" Zazan repented of his songs and music and stayed in the company of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, acquiring the education of Quran and gaining such expertise in Islamic sciences that he emerged as a great imam. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Mandi Channel, did you see the blessed sight of a blessed companion, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raised a singer to the rank of an imam? If this is the effect of the sight of companions, one can be said about the great effect of the beloved sight of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This faith refreshing parable also shows that music and songs are very bad. If they were good and were a nutrient to the soul as we hear today, Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid, Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu would encourage Zazan. But Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid, instead of making miraculous effort on him. I'd like to mention some Madani pearls in regards to condemnation of music with the intention of reaping the reward of invitation to virtue. The fortunate ones will realize that music is not a nutrient of soul, instead a ruined spirituality. Point 1. Two voices are cursed in the world and the hereafter. 1. Music at the time of favor. 2. Wailing at the time of trouble. Point 2. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated, "Refrain from songs and music because they increase lust and destroy shame. And these are equivalent to alcohol and affect like intoxicant." Allahu Akbar. 3. One who sits beside singing women attentively and listens, then Allah Azza wa Jalla will pour lead into his ears on the Day of Judgment. 4. Songs and amusement grow hypocrisy in the heart as water grows grass. I swear to the one under whose omnipotence my life is. Without doubt, Quran and dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla do grow faith in the heart as water grows green grass. Well, my dear Islamic brothers, very extremely regretfully, these days most Muslims have been extremely interested in music. Virtually everything is engulfed by the fire of music. Whether it is a car, whether it is an aeroplane, a truck, a bus, a taxi, a van, any cart that you travel on, home, a shop, factory, warehouse, hotel, a beetle shop, a hair salon, you know, one hears music everywhere. Even a newly born baby is made to hear music. A musical toy is hung on the cradle of the poor baby, producing musical sounds and lulling it to sleep. This might be the cause of many unfortunate people going to sleep when hearing music and songs. All types of such dolls, trains and aeroplanes, etc. have music. Even the slippers of children have music. If such a child remains alive until he becomes a young man, how do you think he can refrain from music? When all his life he's been, from the childhood, when he's 1, 2, 3, 4, he's been given an iPad, all he watches is music. All he listens to or watches has music inside them. So how do we expect him to stay away from music when he becomes mature? There's one story of a young man. He says that during the Madani Mukalima telecast on Madani Channel on the topic of music, he says, Amir Sunnah heard that a mail was received from Hind in which it was stated that a young man was going somewhere while hearing music through the aeroplane. He was so engrossed in music that he walked on the railway tracks. All of a sudden, a train came, crushing him to death. Allahu Akbar. I'd like to mention a summary of a parable narrated by a renowned Hanafi saint, Arif Billah Sayyidina Data Ali Hajveri, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. And upon this, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we will end today's episode. That Allah Azza wa Jalla bestowed a very pleasant voice upon Sayyiduna Dawood ala Nabiina wa alihi salatu wa salam. When he alayhi salatu wa salam recited something in his beautiful voice, the mountain swayed, flying birds fell down, grazing animals and beasts came out of the jungle. Trees, they swayed, flowing water stopped, wild animals, etc., gave up eating for a month. Babies gave up crying and asking for milk. At times, souls of people left their bodies after they heard his mournful voice. Allahu Akbar. Listening to his mournful voice, 100 women once passed away. Shaitan art very much upset by the way he alayhi salatu salam conveyed the invitation to virtue. Alas, making a flute and a drum, he played them with songs very much. Now people were divided into two groups. The fortunate ones were fond of the pleasant voice of Sayyiduna Dawood ala Nabiina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, whereas the deviants were interested in shaitanic instruments and songs. Certainly song was invented by shaitan. This is also supported by the narration continued in Tafsirat Ahmadiyya, in which the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, shaitan was the first to lament and to sing a song. So therefore, my dear viewers of Madni channel, it became obvious that the accursed shaitan is the inventor of singing songs and playing music. Listening to songs and music and making others listen to them is like following in the footsteps of shaitan. Muslims are prevented from following in the footsteps of shaitan. Here's the 208th verse of Surah Al-Baqarah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُّبٌ مُّبِينٌ. Translation: O people who believe, enter Islam in full and do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Indeed, he is your open enemy. So therefore, my dear viewers of Mandi channel, we have learned today ways and forms of invitation to virtue, in ways that a person can become closer to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One best way is to affiliate oneself with the beautiful Madani environment of Da'wat Islami. And we do dua in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that He allows us, He enables us to wholeheartedly join the beautiful environment of Da'wat Islami and to come forth and give this invitation to virtue. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon what has been said. Ameen bijahi nabiyil ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
In Islam's teachings, goodness takes the lead. Choosing what's right fulfills every need. Invitation to virtue. Invitation to virtue.